Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I'm continuing in our consideration of my proposal that you make a resolution for this new year that you're going to walk in love as we have been commanded in the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, that we be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us. I make that proposition to you that this would be the single greatest resolution you could make, and that single resolution would have a multifaceted impact upon every area of your life. Perhaps you have resolutions you'd like to make with regard to your health, or with regard to your spiritual life, or with regard to your family life, your marriage. And yet I would say to you, if you will make this one simple resolution that your heart's desire before the Lord and with His help, you are going to walk in love, it will truly have a positive impact on all of those areas. God wants you to prosper in every area of your life, and He's given us some keys in His scripture to see that come to pass. And one primary key that we have been given is found in this commandment that we see in Ephesians 5, and that Jesus Himself said over and over again throughout the Gospels, that we are called to do this simple thing, walk in love. Jesus said, I give a new commandment to you, that you love one another. A new commandment, He said. That was the summation of all the commandments. Jesus said that all the commandments and the prophets hung on two things. One, that you love God, and number two, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus boiled down all the commandments that the people of His day had ever been given through the old covenant. And He said they can all come down to this one issue, and it's love. And so I want to say to you, if you'll make that resolution with me this year, that you will see your life impacted in phenomenal ways. It'll bless you. It'll prosper you. It'll cause your health to improve, healing to come your way, your relationships to absolutely be improved in every way. Love never fails, and it will surely bring a positive and an amazing impact. Yesterday, I talked specifically about Jesus' commandment in Matthew chapter 5 that we are to love our enemies, and how this country, under the recent pressures of terrorist attacks, have seen many people rise up with hatred and a spirit of revenge, driving them in, you would say, some sort of patriotic fervor. And yet the patriotism, which is fine to love our country and honor our country, is somewhat twisted when along with it comes hatred, bitterness, and resentment towards certain individuals or ethnic groups. That's twisted patriotism. God wants us to be people who walk in love, who are imitators of God as dear children, and God is love. So He calls us, as Jesus said very simply, but I say to you, love your enemies. But I want to talk to you today about Jesus' command in John 15:17, where He says, these things I command you, that you love one another. And there in John 15, Jesus was talking to His own disciples, those who had walked with Him for several years by the time this occurred. Why would He have to instruct a group of men who had worked with Him, traveled with Him, lived together, and were like brothers? Why would He have to tell them that they needed to love one another? Well, may I make this suggestion? Sometimes we struggle more with loving our fellow Christians or even close family members than we struggle with loving other people. And this is usually because we have expectations of them that we do not have for other people. For instance, you may not expect your enemy to treat you with love, but you may very well expect your fellow Christian or your spouse to do so. Yet God's call on our lives is to love God's way. And understand, God's way of loving is that agape love, that Greek word that talks about God's unconditional love, meaning that it is a love without any expectation of the other person. And yet, in many Christian circles, people have very much felt that they could have expectations of their spouses and they were in perfectly right standing. And yet God's agape love that is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is definitely a love without conditions, meaning that it is a love that loves people when they do not treat you well. It's a love that loves people when they don't act in appropriate or even attractive or considerate ways. It's a love that is not a human love. Human love, natural human love, is definitely a conditional love. It means I'll love you if you love me. I'll love you as long as you treat me right. Or as I witnessed at one wedding situation where the groom's best man made a toast to the new couple and said, for as long as you want it to last. And to me, that was more of a curse than a blessing, because he was basically mouthing the very heartbeat of many people today who walk in a very conditional type of love. I'll love you as long as it feels good, as long as I still like it, as long as I still find you entertaining. That's a conditional human love. That is not God's agape love, and that is not the type of love that God has called each and every Christian to walk in. If you realize that you've been operating in this way, in this conditional human love, then you need to confess it as sin to God and ask God's forgiveness, and then ask Him to help you to walk in His agape love. It's not hard, because you have it. If you are a born-again Christian, you have God's love residing inside of you. We are told in Romans 5:5 that the love of God, which is this agape love, has been shed abroad in our hearts. Or you could say, God's love has been poured into the container of our heart. And so we have this reservoir from which we can draw to love people with agape, unconditional love. We don't have to treat them the way they treat us. We can treat them with God's love when they mistreat us. And as I said earlier, sometimes our struggle is more with people who are close to us than some enemy we've heard of who hates our country. I want to encourage you. God wants you to dip into the reservoir of His agape love that's inside of you and love your spouse and love your family members that may be difficult and love the fellow Christians who rub you the wrong way. It's God's call on our life that we are to love one another as Jesus commanded His own disciples. We know that even in that group of apostles, Jesus' closest disciples, the 12, that there was some envying of one another. There was some trying to get over on one another. I think I'll be the greatest among us. I think we'll be sitting on your right, Lord, and on your left. There was some sparring between them, and yet they were Jesus' closest disciples, the ones who would be the great apostles with the exception of Judas Iscariot. And yet Jesus had to tell them, I command you to love one another. And He said that this would be how people would know that they were His disciples. And He says that about us. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you love one another. This should be the distinctive of the Christian faith, that the Christians love each other. And yet, so often we fall far short of God's command in this way. God wants us to love other Christians, even Christians you don't agree with. Maybe you don't agree with people you hear on the radio. Maybe you don't agree with me. But God still calls you to love and to pray and to bless and to speak well of, not to criticize, not to condemn, not to speak evil of. But instead, if you see shortcoming in someone or you don't think they have their doctrine quite right, then be wise. Walk in love. Say, God, I bless that person who you made and whom you love. And I ask you, Lord, to give them revelation on that area that they seem to not have quite right about your word. But be wiser still and say, Lord, if it's me that needs the correcting about that area, please then show me. Be wise enough to be humble and be wise enough to walk in love toward people you don't agree with, because this is the heart of God for every single believer. And that's God's call on us. And here's the great promise for us. If we will walk in love, we will have the literal open heaven, because God is love. And if we can stay under the covering of his love, meaning we are an imitator of God, we treat other people like God would treat them, we walk under his covering, his canopy of love, you will have the free flow of the favors of God in your life. You'll have the free flow of your faith working, because Galatians 5:6 says your faith works by love. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. This is a vital component of your Christian life and the greatest resolution I believe that you could make this year, to walk in love by the grace of God and with his help. And you'll see miracles happen in your own life by keeping yourself under the canopy of God's love and treating others with that precious, agape, unconditional love. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying how to walk in love.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.